We're holding the year 3285. The king over Judea is the famous Yoshiyahu. He became king at 8 years old. The famous Yoshiyahu, who was so pious that Yirmiyahu had hoped he would be the Mashiach. And Yoshiyahu is going to be king for 31 years. It is when he is 16 years old that Yoshiyahu starts seeking out the service of Hashem. And it is when he is 20 years old that he starts the process of purifying Judea and Jerusalem. His Kohen Gadol is the famous Chilkiyah. We have the prophets Tzfaniah, Yirmiyah, and Huldah. And Yirmiyahu, the prophet, advises Yoshiyahu that the temple will be destroyed, and so he should take the Ark of Moshe that had been with us till that time, and he should hide it in a cave that is under the temple. So there's some cave under the temple where the Ark is hidden, and the two tablets that were written by Hashem, the Luchos, are hidden, and the flask, the container with the man, and the godly staff of Moshe, and many secret holy ornaments are hidden there in that cave. So this is under Yirmiyahu's instruction. There are those who say that it was at this time in world history that the Persian king conquered Nineveh and destroyed it to the point where you wouldn't even know where Nineveh ever existed. The Medrash says that Nineveh had a natural disaster that caused it all to sink, and you couldn't either to sink or maybe be covered by a volcano. I don't know. It says it was all swallowed up, and you couldn't recognize that it had ever existed there. He suggests that maybe the Nineveh that's mentioned in the Talmud is a totally different Nineveh than the one that had been around in the days of the Navi Yonah. The Navi Yonah describes that Nineveh will have a tremendous destruction, and Yonah, and then finally Nahum, right?
They prophesied about different Ninveh?
No. We're talking about the Ninveh in the days of the Mishnah. The Ninveh in the days of the Mishnah was a different Ninveh. In that Ninveh, it says he found people who spoke Targum, etc. Yirmiyah is our prophet now, right? So we've advanced by 13 years. Our king is Yoshiyahu. Yirmiyah is our prophet, and he is going to prophesy 40 years before the destruction of the temple. And he is going to prophesy throughout those 40 years, and then for another 52 years, meaning Yirmiyahu was a prophet for 92 years. And he had his friends, contemporaries were Tzfaniah and Uriah and Chilkiyahu, the Kohen Gadol, and they got their tradition from Yoel. So we have over here our Navi Yirmiyah, the one who will prophesy the destruction of the first temple. yes.
This goes with the opinion that they're not, that Yoel is not Shmuel's.
Right. Now, there's a big discussion here, who received the tradition from whom, where does Habakkuk fit in, where does Nahum fit in. That's a big discussion among the Jewish historians. Yirmiyah, we know, was a Kohen. Some want to say that the word Eicha is an acronym for Ani Yirmiyah Kohen Ha'anatot. So we're up to the year 3298. And we'll have to pick up here. Bezat Hashem next time. We're out of time. Well, I guess